Well, we decided to do this caroling because the prison had been locked down for about 3 weeks, and some of our people we know that do provide programs weren't allowed to come in. And so there was actually a meeting scheduled with Commissioner France, wanting to find out what, you know, kind of reach out to the community, which was on Monday, and then the next day he announced the lockdown was lifted. But we were still trying to not necessarily hook this with the lockdown, but just to show support, just call attention to too many people being arrested, too many people incarcerated, and the fact that lockdowns prevents family visits, and we heard they weren't even getting hot showers and hot food and things like that, and program providers of course couldn't come in, and this time of year is such a vulnerable time of year for people, so we thought we'd come out and carol and just hopefully show some support.
Would you mind telling us what was the reason or the prompting for the lockdown?
I'm not sure exactly, but it was some kind of violent incident, some fight between. It tends to be something very simple, like a fight between a couple groups, or there's, you know, you're bringing in the detention and you're arresting people on the street and there's street organization rivalry or drug dealing rivalries, and then you bring them on the inside. So the same violence and things are, you know, those things are going on in the insides. But unfortunately, the whole place gets knocked down. So the women's section, there's the juveniles here that are, you know, charged as adults, and none of them were getting any services, and no one kind of knew what was going on. So that's all we know, that it was some. And this is not the first, I mean, there was a lockdown about a month or two ago, too, for about a month. So it's been happening off and on. And it's like no one knows about it unless you're actually a provider and you're going in, or a family member trying to go in. So.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about what your work is and also what these services are?
Well, one of the programs under Fusion is Power Inside, and they've been doing support groups in the jail for the past 10 years, just trying to reach out to women that are just cycling through mostly just drug addiction problems and things like that. And so we provide support groups in here and then make those connections, and then we have a drop-in center on 25th Street, so we try to get the women to come to there if we can. So, you know, they've served over 3,000 women over the past 4 or 5 years, just the, you know, day drop-in that we have. And a lot of women inside know Jackie really, really well. So she was the one that kind of alerted people, you know, hey, we haven't been able to get inside.
Do you want to state your name and what program you work with?
Well, I have two names. No, I'm Polly with Fusion Partnerships. We're an umbrella organization, and Power Inside is just one of our programs. But we also have other programs that are working on criminal justice issues, on sentencing policy reform, and, you know, what else? Expungement, you know, sort of removing barriers, job development, things like that for people formerly incarcerated as well. So, I don't know, it's an issue that's important to me. I think it's a racial justice issue. I think it's economic justice, all of those things. You know, it's just, and nobody talks about it. Nobody, the politicians don't talk about it. You know, talk about, we don't have fathers in the community. Well, we don't have fathers in the community because, you know, like one out of four African American men between the ages of 18 and 35 are under some sort of control in the state of Maryland, and in this, especially in Baltimore area. So, you know, you just have this, and there's great disparities in arrest records, I mean, compared to drug use, and, you know, the people, white people use drugs just as much. It's after. We should probably sing soon.
Real quick, can you tell us where we are?
We're on the corner of Eager and Falls Way, right in front of the detention center, the intake center. This is the entrance to the family visiting center, or entrance, I believe. And I think around the corner on whatever the next street over is the actual BCDC, where you go first booking, central booking. And actually, there's a whole complex of buildings that house probably about 20 to 30,000 prisoners in this whole block area. Not just this detention center, there was a MAC security facility over there. There's another sort of medium security over there. There was a pre-release unit, on the, you know, up at the block. So it's a whole complex here. It's pretty big.